Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Monday, September 11. Coming up, Transport Minister addresses disruption of air services, Foreign Affairs Ministry monitoring DACA activities, and members of the public urged to practice proper storage of pesticides. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030. Using less energy, saving more money. We use energy to cook and cool, pump water, transportation, agriculture, for everything really. We import oil to produce much of our energy, and it's expensive. So, turn it off, plug it out, keep your AC temperature at 24 degrees, drive with miles per gallon in mind. Energy Vision 2030. Using less, saving more for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The Transport Ministry says it will be looking to install lightning arresters to help prevent a recurrence of system failure following Friday's lightning strike. In that incident, the radar and communications systems at the Air Traffic Control Center in Kingston were struck by lightning, causing a shutdown of Jamaica's airspace.
It's impossible for us to have corrected the earlier happening of the lightning strike. But even simple things like making sure lightning arresters are in place are issues that I intend to look at in a proactive sense of minister.
Transport Minister Mike Henry following a meeting with key stakeholders in the industry Sunday. Meanwhile, the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority says air traffic services will be provided for local and international flights during the peak hours 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily until normality is returned. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is monitoring activities in the United States relating to the discontinuation of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival DACA program. DACA is an immigration policy allowing some individuals who entered the country illegally as minors to receive a renewable 2-year period of deferred action from deportation and eligibility for a work permit. A recent press release from the Foreign Ministry outlined that approximately 6,000 Jamaican nationals will be impacted by the discontinuation of DACA. The ministry, through its embassy in Washington, D.C., has been using diplomatic channels to sensitize persons who are part of the decision-making process about the benefits of the program, as well as the potential adverse socioeconomic implications of any decision to remove the young nationals. The ministry also expressed hope that the U.S. Congress will be able to reach a timely consensus on the matter, affording the affected young people the opportunity to legally remain in the United States. Farmers and other members of the public are being urged to exercise proper pesticide storage, particularly during the hurricane season. Acting Principal Director of Technical Services at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, Marina Young, is emphasizing that the safe use and storage of pesticides will prevent harm to humans and animals should flooding occur.
There are specific guidelines how to store chemicals at the farm level or in the dedicated areas. It has to be stored in areas which are not prone to flooding. It has to be locked away and properly labeled. Use very simple, inexpensive methods of storage. You can use just maybe old shelf of refrigerator or old filing cabinet or just simply a wooden box.
Ms. Young was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Pesticides can enter the body through the eyes, mouth, skin, nose, and lungs. Exposure to pesticides can lead to health problems, including cancer, loss of eyesight, impotence, miscarriage, and abnormal births. And the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport has commissioned a study to assess and record the safeguarding of children in the sporting industry. The study is aimed at streamlining and developing robust, child-friendly policies and programs. The announcement was made by Senior Director in the Ministry, Florette Blackwood, at the opening of a 2-day sports medicine conference on Friday at the University of the West Indies. Ms. Blackwood, who spoke on behalf of Portfolio Minister Olivia Grange, said discussions from the conference would prove useful for the completion of the paper and the sustainability of sports.
We know that Jamaica will benefit greatly from this conference, both in terms of scholarship and application. We look forward to receiving feedback on the conference, learning from the deliberations, and where feasible, collaboration on projects and programs.
The conference, hosted by the Jamaica Association of Sports Medicine and the Faculty of Sport UWI, focused on child athletes aged 5 to 17 years. Conference discussions included the impact of conditions such as scoliosis, pain, foot disorders, as well as the nutritional needs of athletes. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.